time when the problem of understanding intelligence can't be solved. Our generation has access to a mountain of data about the brain, collected over hundreds of years, and the rate at which we are gathering more data is accelerating. The United States alone has thousands of neuroscientists. Yet, we have no productive theories about what intelligence is or how the brain works as a whole. Most neurobiologists don't think much about overall theories of the brain because they're engrossed in doing experiments to collect more data about the brain's many subsystems. And although legions of computer programmers have tried to make computers intelligent, they have failed. I believe they will continue to fail as long as they keep ignoring the differences between computers and brains. What, then, is intelligence such that brains have it but computers don't? Why can a 6-year-old hop gracefully from rock to rock in a stream bed while the most advanced robots of our time are lumbering zombies? Why are 3-year-olds already well on the way to mastering language while computers can't, despite half a century of programmers' best efforts? Why can you tell a cat from a dog in a fraction of a second while a supercomputer cannot make the distinction at all? These are great mysteries waiting for an answer. We have plenty of clues. What we need now are a few critical insights. You may be wondering why a computer designer is writing a book about brains. Or put another way, if I love brains, why didn't I make a career in brain science or in artificial intelligence? The answer is I tried to, several times, but I refused to study the problem of intelligence.